Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished our series that we're calling Free. We've been talking about generosity and really just the freedom that the gospel gives, the freedom from greed, the freedom from fear around finances, the freedom to be a part of what God is doing, the freedom to live on mission. And we're teaching out of 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, where the Apostle Paul is writing to really encourage and inspire the Corinthians to participate joyfully and generously in this offering that they're taking up across the Greco-Roman world, across the churches of the Greco-Roman world, to support the saints in Jerusalem. Some of the saints in Jerusalem are poor, and they've been struggling, and the Gentile churches across the Greco-Roman world are coming to their aid. And the Apostle Paul says in verse 6 of chapter 9, the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And he goes on and says that he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. There are some incredible promises in these chapters where, you know, the Apostle Paul does say, guys, as we practice generosity, as we learn to give of what God has entrusted us with, and we give sacrificially and we give joyfully, he says the Lord will provide. I told our folks on Sunday, you can't outgive God. You will find that God returns that blessing into your life. But where we have to be careful is that there have been whole theologies and ministries that have really sprung up that teach, I think, twist this verse, these promises, and make it almost like this equation of, you know, you give this seed money and then God's going to give you even more money back. And it seems like the end goal is give some money so that you get a lot of money. And the end goal is getting rich. And that's not the end goal of what Paul is talking about here at all. He says God will enrich you in every way so that what? So that you can be generous in every way. God increases your ability and your opportunity to be generous, to give more. And so absolutely, does God provide? Yes. Does God bless? Yes. When we trust him with all of our things, our time, our talents, our treasures, do we find that it is more blessed to give than to receive? Yes. But that's not a promise that, hey, you give and automatically you're going to get rich. Nor is that even the aim. And I got an email from a gentleman in our church. He and his wife have been following Jesus for a long time. And they said in their early years of following Jesus, they were giving themselves 100% to church work. He said, we were not tithing. And I know the Apostle Paul's not talking about, you know, the principle of tithing, the principle or practice of tithing here. He's talking about a free will offering. But for them, you know, he said, that's what we were wrestling with at the time, is are we going to trust God, you know, with our finances? And they felt this pull to tithe. And he said, so we started doing it and we didn't have any money. And he said, we were really worried for the first few months. And he said, but over time, what they saw was the faithfulness of God. And I loved what he wrote. He said, we've never had good paying jobs. They're in their, I think, 70s now. And he said, we've never had good paying jobs. It's not that we got financially wealthy, but he says, oh man, has God opened up the storehouses of heaven for us and blessed us in so many ways. And he finished the email just saying, I wish that more Christians could experience the unlimited blessings that come when you trust God with all that you have. You will find that God is good and God is faithful. He wrote in there, money has never been a major issue or point of contention in their marriage. I mean, that alone, I just think is so incredible. And he would say, it is because we have trusted God in this area and God has proven himself faithful. So all that to say, as we give, and we said this, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we give because God first gave to us. But as we practice that giving as a reflection of what Jesus has done for us, God returns that blessing into our lives in many, many ways. And no, it's not about getting rich. And no, it's not a guarantee that you're going to get rich. Again, that's not even the aim. But you will find that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And you will find that God returns when you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully the blessings of righteousness and God's activity in your life. Let me pray for you, then I want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect and to pray. Father, so often when it comes to our finances, we take a me-centered attitude. We think of our stuff, our money, when really it's yours, and you have entrusted it to us for a time, and we are stewards only. God, would you cultivate in us and help us to cultivate generous hearts because of the generosity of you toward us. God, we give because you first gave to us, and I pray that you would help us through the gospel and through the power of the Holy Spirit put to death the deeds of the body, in this case, the love of money, so that we might live and live generously to and for you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.